scared of you. They scared of what you represent to them.
All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut.
What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things.
All right.
Episode 41.
I don't know how to say it in Spanish, but it sounds something like something.
L41.
I always want to blurt shit out in Spanish, and I'm just like, fuck, I don't even know how to speak
Spanish. I don't even know what it is.
I don't even know what it is. I wish I could.
Oh, fuck, that's funny. Why, though? Why do you want to say it in Spanish?
Because I'm supposed to know, honestly. That's what everybody
says. You're supposed
to?
Yeah. Why are you supposed to? Says who?
So I'm at work the other day, and I get out to see my truck boss, and he's talking to another guy, and I walk up to get my ticket signed for my work, for the load, and they're speaking in Spanish, right? And, dude, I was like, all right, I really don't know what's fucking going on here, but... So he introduces me to the guy he's talking to, and he goes, yeah, this is Jesse Rodriguez, but he says it, you know, Jesse Rodriguez, And then he's all, yeah, he's from California. I said, look, bro, I grew up around palm trees, bro. I don't know a lick of Spanish, bro. And he's like, oh, that's cool. And then he goes, well, I'm from Ontario. And I was like, no shit. So we started rapping and shit. And I was just like, yeah. He's all, what are you doing here?
I said, same thing you are.
Same thing you are, bro. Fuck.
Except I'm not speaking Spanish while I'm doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That's funny.
I ain't chasing white women, that's for sure.
Oh. What? Oh, that's funny.
Oh, fuck.
Well, you don't want white women that look like what do you say they dress like right now?
Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Han Solo, dude. Ever since I told you that, dude, I've been spotting them left and right, dude.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I don't know what it is, bro, but it's an actual fucking outfit that these fucking people wear. They literally call it Han Solo season, dude, because they all look like fucking Han Solo, dude. It's like all
just the women or everybody?
No, just the women, dude. It's the puffy vest with the white, like, kind of like puffy shirt with fucking like Levi pants, like tight legging Levi pants, but with fucking brown boots, dude. I swear to God, it looks like Han Solo, dude. All they're missing is the little fucking laser gun, dude, and fucking
funny. That's hilarious. Oh, so what do you want to talk about today?
Well, today is a very special day for me today.
Uh-oh.
I actually get to go get my CCW today.
Ooh, look at you.
Yeah, so I'm going to be a legal Mexican carrying a firearm.
Holy shit. And that's probably, what does this world come to?
It's probably going to scare a lot of fucking people out there.
What has this world come to?
Well, I can't say it's guaranteed yet because I haven't showed up at the party. It's a group party, right?
You actually have to pass the test.
Yeah, I have to pass the fucking, you know, I think I still have to check my name or my race on the identification, you know, what I am.
That could just be
That could be the deal breaker right there. If I hit Latino, dude, fucking they might be saying, nope, you need to get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah. Automatic fail.
Yeah. I still got to walk through the door, you know? I could walk through and they'd be like, oh, no, this fucking guy's got to go. Why? He's too goddamn dark.
We don't allow that shit around here.
Yeah. It's so funny because you know what? You and I can joke about that kind of shit because we're from California. We fucking see all walks of life, dude, when in California. Especially you being in fucking from Orange County, the Orange County area, and me being from, you know, the LA area, not like downtown, but more towards, you know, the Inland Empire. I mean, we fucking see it all, dude. And when you talk about that shit here, dude, it's kind of like everybody looks to the left and looks to the right before they say anything. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, fucking just say it, man. I don't give a fuck, dude. You know?
Oh, fuck.
So funny, dude. But yeah, I get to fucking hopefully pass the test. I don't know what's all included.
It shouldn't be that hard. Yeah. I think when I was in California, I took the non-resident concealed carry permit class for Utah.
Uh-huh.
And they don't make it hard to get a CCW. But as long as you're, you know, legal to carry,
right.
You know, as long as you're legal to own a gun, I don't think they make it that hard to get that class,
right.
To get that permit.
So I wonder, because I've got my firearm safety from California, I wonder if I have to have a firearm safety from Utah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
What firearm safety do you have
you
from
know,
California?
Well, when you purchase a firearm.
Oh, that stupid card that they made you buy. Yeah. That all you had to do was basically show the store clerk that you weren't going to shoot him.
Well, yeah. And
or yourself.
And then answer that fucking pass. 20 questionnaire. You know.
Are you on drugs? Yeah. Do you plan on shooting anybody?
Yeah. Or what's the other one? Do you look down the barrel of a gun before you clean it or some shit like that?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. I think California is the only one that does that. I don't think you need that fucking thing anywhere else.
But I have found myself almost trying to look down the fucking barrel just to be like, oh, what the fuck is in there, dude?
Well, you probably don't want to know.
and
this is the guy who's going to get his CCW.
Come on, you know, I'm just fucking around. Wait, funny thing. I took Tanya shooting one day. My mom and James, you know James, my stepfather. Yeah. We bring this fucking arsenal, fucking table of just fucking nothing but fun, right?
Right.
And so Tanya shot before, right? And fucking she's got an AR and she's just, you know, she's doing well, blah, 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 blah. And before she even started shooting, I'm all, okay, down range all the time. Don't turn to talk to me. Don't fucking, you know.
Right.
You always look down range. Yeah. Keep your rifle pointed, you know, to the ground and down range if you're not firing. So she finishes, right? Boom, 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 boom. And then she looks at me and starts turning. I'm all, stop! Stop. It's like, what are you doing? Downrange. She's like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, yeah.
I think it's so funny, though, because, you know, we've taken the girls out shooting. You've taken Kristen out. And we go
Kristen shoots quite a bit.
Yeah. And it's just so funny when they're shooting because they're just so like, you know, and it's like, we're having fun. I was like, yeah, this is fucking bitching, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and that stuff like that is why I always kind of advocate for at least taking just a basic, you know, familiarity course. Because, I mean, in all, you know, basic courses, that's the first thing. Yeah. And the one thing that's drilled into you the most is just safety, safety,
exactly.
Safety. And, you know, where are your safe areas and where you're downrange and all that, you know, how to handle and how to move around.
Right.
We've talked about, you know, a few episodes ago where I took some guys and basically did like a beginner's class, you know, and that was something we definitely did. And all those guys did really well. So, you know, they took that stuff serious and paid attention to it.
Have they purchased anything since?
I don't think so. Not yet. No, I know that they all, a few of them at least plan to.
Right.
I haven't talked to anybody that has yet. So a few of them, like the holidays and stuff came up after that. So
right.
They, you know, everybody's been off work and on vacation and stuff. So now that everybody's back to normal, the hurricanes and blizzards are over.
Oh yeah. Right.
So yeah, I'm sure that'll happen.
So I know we've talked about it before, but because here in Utah, I don't need a concealed weapons in order to carry. I mean, I can open carry. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Is Texas the same way?
Texas is not the same way right now. Recently in the last couple of years, they've made it legal to open carry if you already have your concealed carry permit.
Okay.
So they no longer actually call it a concealed carry permit. Now they just call it a permit to carry or something like that, a firearms carry permit.
Right.
So basically, once you have that permit, you can carry any way you want. You can carry concealed. You can carry exposed, or open carry, as some call it.
Right.
But yeah, they're working on, you know, getting what they call constitutional carry. Which is basically anybody, it is essentially what you have, right? Anybody who's legal to own a firearm, right, and is a resident of the state or whatever,
right,
can open carry at any time. But you would still have to have a permit to conceal carry.
Conceal carry.
So that's essentially constitutional carry is I guess what they call that. So yeah, Texas, you still have to have a concealed carry permit or a carry permit in order to carry open.
Yeah, here, bro. I mean, like, I go to breakfast on the weekends at this diner, and I'll walk in, and you'll see 3-4 guys just open carrying. And yeah. I don't mind. Right on, dude. Cool, right on. I mean, I'm not a huge tactical guy, and you know, there's a lot of people out there who do have their concealed weapons. You know, they're all about the, you know, tactability. You know, I'm just not that right. guy. I mean, I want to get mine just because I can, and I have firearms, and if I do, I don't even think I'll fucking carry, dude, during wherever I go, just because with my luck, you know, it's just fucked up. I got the worst luck, bro. But like when I go camping during the summertime and the springtime, and
right.
I always take a firearm when I go camping.
Right.
Because we've got moose out here, and who knows what else we've fucking got. I don't know.
Well, you're isolated. You're by
exactly.
yourself, and there's
other
people around.
And
strangers, people showing up. You never
exactly,
know what's going to happen.
But the thing I hate about when I go is like I don't carry it. I leave it in my tent, or when I go fishing and I leave my campground, I take my gun and I put it in my car. But even that, you know, I don't even like, I feel uncomfortable. I just don't.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm from California. I mean, people in California own guns for all the wrong reasons, right? And
most of them. Not all of them.
But you know how it goes out there. And, you know, I just want to be able to say, hey, I can't carry it. I'm legal. I'm legit. This is it, you know. But there's a lot of people who open carry here. And, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you feel about open carry versus concealed carry. But regardless, to me, it just, you know, I'm not that tactical guy. If you can do it, you know?
So I like the idea of being able to open carry. And I see that there's a few situations where I would like to just be able to grab my gun, throw it on my hip, and,
right.
you know, go to the store or something like that and not have to worry about it. And not always have to worry about concealing it. But in the way things are set up right now, most people, and honestly, since that has changed in Texas to where you can carry open, mm-hmm. I think I've only seen maybe 2 people actually open carry in the Houston area. Now, I'm positive that I've been around multiple concealed carry people.
Right.
Right. And just don't even know
it. Don't even know it.
I guarantee that happens. The problem I have with open carry, at least now, being that it's not so widely done. See, like you say, you go to breakfast at a local diner and there's 5, 6, you know, 7 people in there who are open carrying. I would probably open carry to a place like that if I could.
Right.
My problem with so few people being in a place where so few people open carry is if I open carried and I'm the one guy in the room
uh-huh.
that has a gun on me and some psycho comes through the front door and wants to shoot people up, who do you think the first person is that he's going to go for?
Right.
The guy he knows has a gun.
Right.
Right. So I feel like you kind of make yourself a target at that point.
Right.
And that makes me really uncomfortable because the whole idea is to not be a target. Right. To only have your gun to use when you absolutely have to use it, right?
Right.
And not to stand out. And this, my purpose for carrying a gun isn't to just show everybody, ha, look at me, I'm carrying a gun. My purpose to carry a gun is for a situation where I might need that gun to defend myself, right?
Right.
What I do like about Texas, I mean, I like a lot of stuff about Texas, but one thing I like is the...
barbecue?
No, we've talked about that, and I don't really care for the barbecue unless it comes from my backyard. No, is there, they have a law, about that your car is basically your property, and that you can carry a gun, a loaded gun, in your property without any kind of a permit, as long as you're legal to own
it. Yeah, I think that should be that wherever you can purchase firearms, because I know there's some cities where you can't have a firearm, right? I mean,
right.
I mean, that's just because it's so fucked up. I think your personal vehicle is yours, and if you need to protect yourself in your property, you have you should have all the rights to do
that. It's a basically like a homesteading law. So basically the law looks at your car exactly the same way it looks at your house.
Yeah, I pay for that motherfucker.
Right. So that's your property, and inside your property, you're allowed to have a gun. It's allowed to be loaded. So you can literally drive down the street in Texas with a fully loaded, round in the chamber, ready to go firearm in your car at all times.
Right.
Now, if you don't have a carry permit, that means that when you get to where you're going, you have to leave your loaded gun in your car.
Right.
Right. That's obviously a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah. But
when I travel, like we drove to Colorado for Thanksgiving, I take a gun with me.
Really?
Now,
so do you?
It's a little tricky because you have to look at the states that you're traveling through, and they all have different requirements for how that is handled.
Right.
So, I don't remember specifically New Mexico or Oklahoma, because I wasn't in those states for very long, and it's quite possible I might have ignored whatever the rules were.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure New Mexico is like.
New Mexico is pretty lenient. They've got some of the most lenient firearms laws in the country.
But I'm pretty sure it's like you can have a firearm in your car, but you can't have a bottle of whiskey next to it.
Right. Yeah. 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 Something to that effect. So, like I said, Texas is, you know, fully loaded mag, you know, cocked and locked, round in the chamber, ready to rock. Yeah. Doesn't matter, you know, and you can have it concealed. In fact, I think you have to have it concealed. It can't be exposed. Colorado, you can have it concealed. You can have it exposed, but I think you have to either not have a round in the chamber or not have a magazine in it.
Yeah, well, that's the only way you can open carry here, I believe. No round in the chamber and no magazine, I believe. I'm not too sure about the magazine, but yeah, I know a round in a chamber is, you cannot have a round in a chamber. So,
right.
And I'm not sure.
See, I wouldn't, I mean, if I were going to carry and you said no round in the chamber, I'm okay with that. But if you said no magazine in the gun,
right?
Yeah, fuck that. What's the point?
Right.
Might as well have a baseball bat hanging from your belt at that point, because that's all it's good for, is to hit somebody with.
Fuck, that's better than nothing, dude. I mean,
then you've made yourself a target and you're not quick with the defense.
Okay, I get it. But,
you know, at that point, you're just, so you're going to a diner on Sunday morning with 10 of your buddies and you're all open carrying, right? But you're in Utah, so you don't have a round in the chamber and you don't have a magazine in the gun, a loaded magazine in the gun. The magazine's on your other hip, you know, other hip or something like that. What that's called is a barbecue gun, right? They all probably got their fanciest gun on their hip. The most expensive gun that they own is on their hip. And all it is it's like driving a fucking Corvette. It's just to show off to your friends.
Well,
it's the barbecue gun. It's the gun you wear to the barbecue where all your gun friends are, so you can show off your nice gun.
Because
otherwise it's fucking useless.
But I'm hoping that if that crazy guy does come in, I'm the guy at the end and Jimmy takes a round before I take a round.
Well,
and
okay,
I get
to
load and rock and roll before
you've got that luxury.
And thank
because so you yeah. so basically you just don't sit by the door.
Yeah, exactly.
But you've got that luxury because you're in a room full of people who are carrying.
Right.
Right. But out here that's not the case. So
I'd
much rather carry loaded and ready to go.
So from now on, when I walk into a diner, I'm being seated to the very back.
Yep. Now you know, there you go.
Because old Jimmy's going to take one before I take one.
Well, you know, that's an interesting topic. I've taken a class on basically situational awareness. You know, you are so, would be so surprised how much, I mean, even somebody who, you know, I feel like I'm fairly situationally aware. I kind of pay attention to what's going on around me. But when you take a class like that, you wouldn't believe some of the things that you just kind of take for granted on a daily basis. Like, like how or where you sit down in a restaurant. You know, what you can see from where you're sitting, what side of the table you sit on, you know, how you walk through a parking lot, how you walk from your car to the grocery, you know, into the grocery store. Do you pay attention to the people around you, where you're parking your car? You know, it's really an interesting thing to kind of look into.
Okay, now, if I live my life like that, though, I mean, fuck, dude. I mean... my head would be all gray. I'd probably have bags under my eyes. It'd be like, fuck. I'd probably be in the gym 24/7 being like, oh, don't go that way. Oh, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's like,
but well, so
and I get it. I get it.
It doesn't have to be a stressful thing, right? It doesn't have to be a stressful thing. So you can say, you know, when I go into a restaurant, I'm going to sit where I can see the door.
Right.
Not stare at the door going, when's the bad guy coming in? When's the bad guy coming in? When's the bad guy coming in? But just go, okay, I can sit looking at the door just in case.
Right.
You know, and then you see who comes in. And when you see a guy come in and he's looking shifty and he's wearing a fucking
a trench coat,
110
degree weather,
then maybe you need to be a little paranoid.
Right.
You know, then it's time to be a little bit stressed about that. But I think you can be aware of those things, but not be stressed about those things.
Right.
You know, not be paranoid about it. It's easy enough to do.
Yeah, I get it. But I don't know. It just seems a lot to me. I mean, you see these guys on fucking, you know, the videos and shit, and they're just like, you know, just like, and they're total tactical, you know.
Well, that's guys, because those are the guys that you're paying attention
exactly, because they know what they're talking about, right? But it's like, fuck, dude, I'm not that into it, is what I'm saying. It's like, okay, I get it.
Right.
I get
but to
it.
Listen to them and to understand the points that they're making doesn't mean that you then have to become that guy.
Exactly. I get it.
Right.
But maybe it's just because I feel like those guys are judgmental towards people like me because I don't take it serious. But I do, you know, I do listen and I do take pointers and I do fucking, okay, yeah, okay. If I do, you know, if I'm confronted, you know, my target first and then sweep left, sweep right, and, you know, communicate, you know, I get it. But I, you know. Fucking sometimes I just feel like, fuck, dude, am I fucking turning into G.I. Joe or you know what I'm saying? It's like,
well, I mean,
I don't know
if being a little bit of G.I. Joe is the difference between surviving and not surviving an incident, then maybe that's okay, you know?
Yeah, I just hope so.
Yeah, I don't think you have to be a Navy SEAL to understand, you know, some of the theories that those guys use to stay alive.
Exactly.
I mean, It's a different world than it used to be, and it's continually evolving, and crazy shit's happening. So if you need to learn how to survive in, you know, the guy who comes out on top in a crazy situation, then you need to understand some of that stuff.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you need to walk around in 5'11 pants and fucking, you know.
Neoprene jacket, fucking with
Navy
SEAL, you know, head cap on with a microphone, you know.
We're not playing SOCOM in real life, so.
Oh, man. Oh,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can learn stuff from those guys. And,
yeah.
You know, kind of come out on top in a situation, or at least be... You know, because and any of those guys who are any good at what they're doing or any good at what they're teaching will teach you, you know, tactics. Like, if this happens, this is how you get around it. This is how you survive it. This is what you do.
Right.
But the majority of them will tell you flat out, if you can get away, just get away.
Yeah.
Right. Don't stand and fight. Don't be the tough guy. There's no reason
for that.
So being situationally aware doesn't mean that you're going to be the first guy to jump up and start shooting back.
Right.
It just means that you're going to be the first one that has the option to decide whether or not you're going to get out, or you have to stay because you can't get out.
And the confrontation, basically.
Right. Or you've put yourself in a situation from the beginning because you've looked at where you're at, you know, and said, okay, if something goes on because somebody comes in the front door, I'm close enough to the exit to get out of here that I don't even have to deal with that situation. And it doesn't have to be stressful to think that way.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, or when you sit down, like, do you know how many times you go into a building, you know, any building, the grocery store, the DMV, a restaurant, you know, do you know where the exits are? At least that.
Yeah.
Most people don't.
Yeah.
You know, you see you get almost desensitized to the big red sign in almost all of those buildings. You know, the lit up red sign that says exit.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the door you came in through, most people don't even know where that's at.
Right.
You know, because you just see it all the time, so you don't really even pay attention to what that means or what it is.
Right.
That you could go out the back door, and you know, it's just that easy.
I get it.
I think
I get it.
You know.
Yeah. So now that I'm getting this, you know, I'm fucking searching for fucking firearms again.
That's what I was going to ask you, is what do you plan on carrying?
Well, right now is my 1911, my Rock Island, because here, once you get your concealed, like in California, you have to register the gun that you're going to conceal. Well, in San Bernardino,
yeah,
California.
Fuck California.
So that's when the guy asked me, hey, you want to go into CCW party? And I was like, yeah, how much? He's all, $25. I was like, oh, fuck. Dude, are you serious?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, just come on down. And I was like, do I have to fill out paperwork on what gun I want to conceal? And, you know, is there, you know,
no
extra fees or anything?
Welcome to freedom.
Yeah. And he's all, and he looked at me like, what? I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, I'll be there. But yeah, it's funny. Now, you know, of course, now I want something that's concealable, you know, I mean.
Right. Something that's a little more comfortable.
The 1911 is like a 4.5, I think. It's a 4.5, and it's big. It's
steel.
It's steel. It's a single stack. And here in fucking Utah, you know, I think it's 19. Is it 19 or 15 plus one? Well,
they actually have a max?
Well, I don't even think they have a max, dude.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Yeah.
It's not like California. But as far as
what is capable of your handgun just normally carrying, as far as, you know, of course
it depends on the caliber.
Of course we can get drum little fucking 30 and 20 round fucking drums and
you're not going to conceal carry a drum.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like, but
it's not going to happen.
You know, but like I've said in the past, I'm a one caliber guy. I mean, of course, right. Tanya has the 9, and that's her caliber, and 9 and 45 is all I really try to buy. But now, now I'm looking at judges. You know, I'm looking at the judge because I want a revolver, and I'm trying to find a revolver in 45 ACP, and it's just exactly. So it's like, oh, fuck, I just really fucked myself, you know? But, I mean.
Well, but you've got, you also have a 44 mag.
Yes. Yes.
So you could go 44 mag revolver.
Exactly. Well, I think that's what...
That's going to be a motherfucker to carry.
Yeah, well, the judge is 44 long Colt, so I think he can still shoot 44 mag out of the 44 long Colt, or no?
That I don't know.
I'm not sure. I don't know. It's, you know, I want to do the class tonight, or today, and fucking...
Yeah, at least have it.
Yeah.
I need to do mine. I have not done mine yet in Texas, and I need to.
Yeah.
I keep saying that, and I just haven't done it.
Yeah. Because, you know, this... Because now that I got my dog out here and she's a runner, I got to take her running. And so this summer, I'm, you know, I want to go do some hikes and stuff like that. And I don't want to, for me, open carry just feels like sloppy, you know, it just looks like when guys open carry, because a lot of guys, they use shoulder harnesses, dude. I don't know what it is here, dude. They like old fucking 70s cops and shit, you know? And then some guys use, you know, they wear leg rigs and stuff, but I just feel like my shit's gonna fall out, you know? It's like, damn, you know?
Yeah.
So now I'm looking for holsters, I'm looking for mag, you know, holsters and Kydex holsters, and I'm just like, you know, all
Meanwhile,
these fucking guys out
on
there.
On the last episode, Meanwhile, in the last episode, you were so broke you had to make a decision between guitar strings
exactly, and beer. Right? So I'm here, I'm buying all this guitar shit, you know, and fucking now I'm taking this CCW class, and talk about being fucking broke now. Fuck, dude. It's going to be hard. But right now, yeah. It's wintertime. It's really slow. I'm not working a whole lot because it's a seasonal job. But once things get rolling, it'll be different. Daddy will be wearing gold chains again.
Oh, shit. You'll get them back from the pawn shop.
Hell yeah.
After the winter's over.
Hell yeah. Someone's got to keep them warm.
That's fucking funny. Funny shit.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Good luck with your class. I'm sure it won't be that hard.
I was so stupid, though, dude. I'm all, because it's a party, right? And me thinking party fucking right off the bat, I'm like,
yeah, hey, can I bring a beer?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, so you want me to bring some beer or what? And he looks at me and he's all, dude,
no,
we're doing a fucking, I was like, oh, fuck, sorry, bro. So I'm all, so then I go, so what are we having to eat? Because it's like a 4-hour long class, right? And I'm all, is it potluck or something? He goes, dude, what are you talking about? And I'm like, it's a fucking party, dude. Oh, Jesus. Is there going to be pizza or something, dude, or what?
Yeah, you got to be. You can't say party around the Mexican.
Right, dude, because I'm thinking accordions, a big-ass guitar, and fucking sombreros and shit, dude.
Fucking tacos and cervezas.
Yeah, fucking taco truck or something, dude.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, dude, ice-cold beer. It's fucking Sunday, bro.
Oh, that's fucking funny. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
And it's funny, dude, because all my friends here, they're all white, dude. And whenever I go out with these guys, they always fucking say, and I don't really care, you know, it don't matter to me. Go, yeah, this is my buddy Jesse. And my best friend, he's white. He's Irish, actually, and he's cool as fuck. And every time he introduces me to somebody, it's like, yeah, this is my brother from another mother. And it's funny to see the expressions on his friends' faces, because they're white too as well, and they always just look at me like, what the fuck? You know, it's like, dude, don't worry about it, bro. I speak good English, bro. You know, it's like, we can talk, dude. Don't worry about it. Don't get upset, dude. But once they get terrible. To know me, they're like, dude, you're like the whitest Mexican I've ever met. I'm like, well, I did grow up in Laverne, California, or, you know, it's kind of white, you know. And it's a double-edged sword for me, bro, because every time, you know, I go out with my Mexican friends.
Yeah, you're not accepted by the white people. You're not accepted by the Mexicans.
I'm like, fuck, dude, I just can't wait.
Where does
dude.
Jesse fit in?
So what does Jesse do? He gets fucking loaded.
He just gets fucking drunk, and then everybody loves him.
Yeah. I like you, man. You're cool. Fuck, oh, yeah, I fuck, like you too, funny. Bro. Let's keep drinking.
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Well, what do you say we get into some music?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So, I picked an interesting trio here this week. My first song is Balls to the Wall by a band called Accept. Now,
isn't that like an 80s hair band?
So here's the thing. There's a theme to my list of three bands. Let's see if you can figure out what it is. Now, I wouldn't call these guys a hair band. I mean, maybe, I guess. To me, they're more like these guys were just a hard rock band when hair metal was becoming like the thing.
Right.
Like, I don't see them necessarily as a hair band. I guess maybe you could. I don't know. I don't know what they look like. But to me, they're a little heavier than most hair bands. I can't really describe them without giving away what my theme is for these three. So we'll see if you can figure it out, and then we'll talk about it after.
I'm looking at it, dude, and I'm trying to figure it out, dude.
Okay. So anyway, my first song is Balls to the Wall by Accept. Just straight up fucking.
I think I
fucking...
know where this is going, dude. I think I know where this is going.
Okay. Right. So it's a great song. Uh-huh. If you've never heard it, definitely
Balls
check it out.
Balls to the Wall. Does it go like that?
Yeah buddy. Yeah, exactly. That's it. You got it.
I got it, dude.
So, you know, just a straightforward, like, hard rock song, right? My next song is Denim and Leather mm-hmm. by Saxon. Mm-hmm. Okay. This song, I really dig this song. Wait. Let's go back real quick to Accept. There's one thing I forgot to talk about with Accept. There's one reason, and one reason mainly, that I fucking love these guys is because the singer's name is Udo Dirkschneider. They're a German band, by the way. But what a fucking great name.
Right?
Udo Dirkschneider. That's the greatest name ever.
Dirkschneider.
Dirkschneider.
Udo. It sounds like a fucking, like, something off a menu, dude.
It does, right? I'll take the Dirkschneider.
I'll take the Dirkschneider.
With extra Udo.
Udo. Yeah. Well, a shit ton of Udo on that, please.
Yeah. And some on the side.
Yeah.
So anyway, Saxon, Denim and Leather. Really cool song. This song, if you listen to it, basically says, like, denim and leather brought us all together. So it sounds ridiculous, right? This totally is like the Judas Priest, you know. So what actually is going on is the whole song is basically about how, like, metalheads are like a big family of people no matter what. Right? Everybody has common interests. It talks about, you know, staying up till 2 a.m. listening to the radio to hear your favorite metal song. Right. And, you know, and everybody kind of in the metal world, at least in the 80s, like when this was written, everybody pretty much dressed the same, right? They were wearing denim and leather, you know, and so it's denim and leather with, brought us all
with
together.
White Reeboks, high tops, Velcro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. So my next song is a band called Rhino Bucket, which you probably haven't even paid attention to these guys in a long time, but you've heard of them, like, from way back. These guys were like late 80s, early 90s. And to me, these guys got the early 90s and almost into the 2000s. These guys kind of carried that 80s like hard rock sound through the 90s, which is probably why they eventually fucking disappeared.
Right.
But this song, Beat to Death Like a Dog, is just a ridiculous title. Fucking why beat to death like a dog? Like that's a common occurrence that dogs get beat to death? Like, how often does that happen? Why is that the name of this song? I have no idea. What the song is about, I have fucking no idea. But I think it basically has something to do with, like, a girl just tearing some dude up. She beat him to death like a dog, like, fucked it up bad, right? That's what I get from it. So anyway, those are my three songs. Those are my three bands. What's the theme?
Would it have to do with anything kind of with, like, my second song, Elton John, kind of like doing the whole fucking Judas Priest thing?
It has nothing to do with Elton John.
Okay. Are there... Balls to the wall, denim and leather, beat to death like a dog, except Saxon, Rhino Bucket. I don't know.
There's nothing in the names. It's in the style of music and the bands themselves.
I mean, other than it's 80s stuff, but it's...
Yeah, it's, and that's getting close. It's all 80s hard rock. They all sound like AC/DC.
Oh, they do?
They all sound exactly like AC/DC.
Okay, because I thought we were going towards the whole Judas Priest thing where we were talking about last week. Because Balls to the Wall, Denim and Leather, I was thinking, fuck, that's kind of like...
Right.
That sounds like that Prison sort of Rock a little bit.
The Turbo Lover.
That's what I was like, oh, does it have to any, like, something like with, like, Elton John, like my second song? And you're like, okay.
No. So they all sound very much like AC/DC.
All right.
which is odd because and I didn't realize it until I started listening to these songs again and kind of going through to try to pick them, you know. And one sort of led to the other, but I thought, man, these guys sound a lot like AC/DC. And then I started to think AC/DC has a very unique sound. And you don't typically go, AC/DC sounds just like these guys, and these guys sound just like AC/DC. Nobody does that.
And that sucks for a band, because AC/DC is just on their own level. Like, AC/DC is AC/DC rock and roll.
Right. Exactly.
Like, if you sound like AC/DC, you're a right. fucking, you're
right.
Dude, you don't got it, dude, because.
Well, so here's what the fucked up part is that I guarantee when Balls to the Wall came out and it was on the radio, everybody thought it was fucking AC/DC.
I get
that. Them especially sound exactly like them, which is crazy. But yeah, I thought it was funny because I never realized there were so many bands that sounded so much like them, because you think of AC/DC and you think of a totally unique sounding band.
That's the whole thing. If someone said you sound like AC/DC, like, I would think that you're fucking biting off them, you know? Because, dude, that's AC/DC. You don't fuck with it. It's like fucking. When you hear a singer that sounds like fucking Led Zeppelin's fucking, you know, what the fuck's his name?
Not Jimmy Page. I almost said it too.
Fucking whatever his name is. I can't even think of his name. But you go, fuck, what a biter. He's trying to sound like Led Zeppelin, you know? It's like, like, if you can't have your own thing and you really sound like somebody else, dude, I would never listen to it, dude. And that's, like, I hear...
And these bands were, I mean, except in Saxon, are fairly big bands.
Saxon's a really big band, dude.
Right.
Yeah, that's so funny, dude. Go check
these songs out. We were talking about AC/DC yesterday.
There's a lot of bands, like these indie rock bands that kind of sound like fucking AC/DC. The guitar riffs, dude. But when they sing, it's like it doesn't sound like AC/DC, but right off the bat, you're like, ah, fuck, it sounds like AC/DC. And there's a couple of bands I'll look up for you, because every time I hear these songs, and they're radio songs, dude, I'm like, fuck, it sounds like AC/DC. It sounds like an AC/DC riff, you know? And right off the bat, I hate them. I don't like them, dude. I don't know what it is, dude. I'm like, oh, fuck you guys. You kids can't butt off AC/DC. You guys fucking suck.
That's funny.
Yeah, I thought you were totally going with Turbo Lover, dude.
Nope.
I was like, oh fuck, we were kind of fucking making fun of Rob Halford the other day, and I was like, Balls to the Wall, Denim and Leather, Beat It to Death Like a Dog. I was like, that's like some. Kind
I guess
of,
you the, you could make that connection.
Yeah, I was like,
really
that's kind of like some kind of sexual. Kind of innuendo, fucking.
But, you know, it's all 80s, hard rock and metal, which at the time was all very sexual innuendo. Yeah.
Judas Priest.
That's the ultimate sexual innuendo.
I was going to say, what, all the lead singers ride up on stage on a fucking Harley Davidson?
Oh, Jesus. Maybe. Totally possible.
Remember that video, fucking Judas Priest, where he fucking comes riding up on a fucking Harley, and he's got a fucking leather leotard on, dude. Fuck, dude. What the fuck?
And nobody suspected a thing.
This dude's fucking. This guy's fucking every chick in the world, dude. He's laying the hammer down, dude.
No.
Some dude's
quite the
ass,
opposite,
though, dude.
Quite the opposite.
Oh my god, it was such a mind blower, dude.
Fuck. Yeah.
Such a mind fuck, dude. And that little cap he always wore, dude, that was should have fucking said it all, dude.
The signs were all there,
dude. Nobody, all there.
Nobody put two and two together.
Oh, fucking Rob Halford. Fucking left a bad taste in my mouth, dude.
Whoa.
Fuck. Fucking guy. All right, my first song.
Yeah, what do you
mean? Me and My Guitar, Freddie King, since we talked about it last episode, is like one of my favorite Freddie King songs. It's on his best of. I don't know what album is. It could even be a cover. It might. Who knows? But Freddie King plays it. I love the way he sings it. It's kind of funky. It's bluesy. It's Freddie King. If you've never seen Freddie King play, watch some of his videos. He loves to wear fucking polyester jumpsuits, like the all-in-one zip-up in front jumpsuits, dude. There's a video out there where he's wearing a baby blue one, dude. I was like, holy shit, bro. That looks fucking hot, sweaty, and fucking baby blue. But it's my first song, Me and My Guitar. Really good song. My second song, So when I was listening to music today, I was like, I want to listen to some 70s shit. So I actually pulled up, there's a Woodstock fucking, I think it's called Woodstock Experience album. And I was going through it, and Elton John was on there for some reason. I was like, oh, did Elton John fucking play Woodstock? I was like, that must have been like some kind of like misprint or something on the playlist. And it was fucking Saturday Night All Right. It is All Right for Fighting.
Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, yeah.
And I was like, fuck, that is a fucking Elton John was the shit. He's kind of like Rob Halford, you know? Just fucking.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, fuck, that's a rocking song. Dude.
That is a line that nobody has ever said before. You're definitely the first person who has ever made a correlation between Elton John and Rob Halford.
If you think about it, dude, who would have thought Elton John liked dudes, bro? I mean, maybe.
Wait, no. I think that was obvious from the get-go. I don't think that was ever a secret.
But it was a fucking cool song, dude. I fucking jammed it out. I rocked it really loud and fucking.
No, it is a good song.
It's a really good song. And you know what, dude? He's a really good fucking. He's that dude's a badass fucking
he's
musician. Dude.
Fucking Elton John.
Yeah, it's Elton John, dude. Rocket Man's the album, dude. Cause I'm a Rocket Man. That look it, Rocket Man.
Yeah,
what's that about, dude? It's like Turbo Lover, dude.
Jesus Christ.
My third song goes back to my youth.
And now the white Mexicans not accepted by gays
exactly.
Either.
Dude, I have nothing against gay people, dude. I don't. I think it was just, dude, that was so unexpected that Rob Halford. I still can't fucking. I can't take. I can't even.
Get
I
over
can't,
it. It was like 20 years ago.
I can't look him in the eyes when I watch his videos, dude. He scares me, dude. He scares me. My third song, Stiff and Cold by Gorguts.
Oh, God.
Yeah. This was off the Consider Dead album. And this was these guys are from actually Canada. This album came out like in 91. I actually saw these guys with Cannibal Corpse in Riverside. There used to be a small club in Riverside called, I don't even know. Fuck, what was it called? Dude, I am getting.
Was it well, like by the college?
Yeah.
It was like in a.
Yeah, it was
in,
by the college.
Like a cafe,
yeah,
right?
It was like a small little fucking. A little place that bands like hit while going through fucking Riverside.
Right, like during the day.
Spanky's?
It's a cafe.
Was it Spanky's?
Yes.
Yes.
Spanky's.
Yeah, Spanky's.
I saw Voodoo Glow Skulls there.
Yeah. You know, I actually opened up for Voodoo Glow Skulls on New Year's Eve at Goodfellas back in 90.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it was fucking, that was a cool show. It was like unexpected. A guy asked us, hey, we had just put some radio play on a local radio station, and this fucking guy calls us up and goes, hey, I've got an extra spot for Voodoo Glow Skulls. And we're like, what? And he's like, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. And the funny thing is we had nothing in common with what they were doing. We were like a rapcore band, rapcore funk band, dude. It was funny because the fucking guitar player comes up to us and he goes, dude, I haven't heard a fucking good rock rap core band like that in a while, dude. And I'm like, oh, thanks, bro. I mean, coming from a band that was signed, we're like, hey, cool, right on. It's just a shit show of a show, dude. But anyways.
The closest thing Voodoo Glow Skulls has to rock rap is fucking Ugly Stick.
Right.
Your sister was fine, but now she's shit. She got beat by the Ugly Stick. I fucking love that song.
And the reason why I thought of this band because was the last episode when Frank was talking about your guys' episode at the Black Label Society where you guys were he got fucked up and
beat up
and he was talking about all these sweaty dudes on me and shit blah 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 blah, right?
Yeah.
Well, this show because Cannibal Corpse was the headliner, dude, and it was such a small venue. My fucking God, dude! It was literally a fucking shit show. I felt it. It had to be illegal, dude. I mean, the capacity we had to break in the limits, dude. But for some reason, you know how you were talking about how a lot of southern countries like, you know, Mexico and Argentina and all that shit. Well, for some reason, Mexicans really love death metal, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And, dude.
And Iron Maiden.
Yeah, and Iron Maiden. And the Scorpions for some reason. I don't know what it is.
Maybe that's why they're playing with Megadeth.
But dude, you want to talk about, because I remember Frank talking about fucking putting his hand up, and he's like, yeah, you know, you put some your hand up in somebody's armpit and you're just like fucking disgusting, right?
Yeah.
Well, dude, imagine a small room like a garage with 1,000 people in it. Not literally 1,000, but just this, I'm exaggerating.
Yeah.
Leather, long hair everywhere, dude.
Right. Yeah.
And just like pigs in a blanket, dude. And dude,
just
I had
sweating
yeah,
everywhere.
Dude. People fucking, I was literally on top of the stage when Cannibal Corpse started because I got pushed up there, dude. I couldn't, like, I was getting fucking squished up against the fucking, the little fucking waist-high stage, dude. I was like, yeah. Oh my God, I'm going to die. And as I turned around, dude, all you see is just, like, hair and sweat everywhere, dude. So disgusting, dude. I was like, dude. But it was
so
like,
disgusting, yeah. But it didn't stop you from going to the next one.
No, fuck no, it didn't.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's so funny, dude, because, like, you think about, when you talk about your favorite concerts, I was like, oh, fuck. I, you know, two popped off right off the bat. But then once I started talking about the shows that I went to, I started thinking of, like, all the other shows, like, especially in my youth, all the shows that I went to, and I was like, fuck, dude, there's some crazy shows I went to and some fun ones, and fucking, it brought back a shit ton of memories, dude, which is fun, dude. I really had a good time with that last episode. That's a good one.
Yeah, that was fun. Lots of fun. Almost as much fun as this one.
Yeah. Fuck. Balls to the wall, dude.
Balls to the wall. Denim and leather, baby.
Awesome. Spank it like a dead dog.
Spank it like a dead dog. What the fuck? Oh, fuck. I think that's it. We're done.
Yeah, fuck. Well, next time you guys hear from me, I will be a legal alien concealed weapons permit holder.
What? I don't even think half of that is true.
Yes. Yes.
You don't know. You don't even know you're going to pass yet.
I know. I'm fucking. I just hope there's pizza there,
you could,
dude.
You could. I just hope there's pizza. Pizza and beer.
That's something to eat.
It's the only way this is going to work.
Yeah.
Peanuts.
Yeah. When I asked him that, he like looked at me like, "What? What the fuck are you talking about?
Tacos
dude?
Or like, something?"
When I told him potluck, dude, he was like, "Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
Do you want me to bring Jack in the Box?"
Dude, we don't have Jack in the Box here in Utah.
Oh, fuck,
dude, I gotta drive. You want to know what's weird, bro? I don't know what it is, dude. Like when you come up California off the 15 to Utah. Cedar City is the last Jack in the Box that you can get once you get into Salt Lake and all that area. And that's like a 4.5 hour drive. The next Jack in the Box, for some reason, from Cedar City all the way up to Idaho, there's no Jack in the Boxes, dude. But fucking 2.5 hours, almost 3 hours, there's a Jack in the Box. You're like, fuck, sometimes, dude, bro, I go into fucking...
You're in the fucking Jack in the Box free zone.
Dude, I'm like, fuck, dude, I just want like 20 tacos right now, dude. Just fucking anything, dude. Some egg rolls.
There's nothing worse in this world than a fucking Jack in the Box taco.
I love them, dude.
They're so disgusting.
You ever put them in a fucking...
No, I don't eat them. They're fucking gross.
Dude,
have you seen them?
Hell yeah, dude. You put them inside a fucking hamburger, dude?
Oh.
Dude, so good.
Good Lord. This show's over.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I'm hungry now.
Oh, fuck. And you can't go to Jack in the Box. So fuck you. all right. Fuck it.
That's it.
I'm out of here.
See ya.
My baby leave me, there's nothing I can do. I pick up my guitar, then I play a little blues or two. Now man needs somebody, I ain't no different from the rest. My baby, when she leave me, I'm a whole lot. Strange, you know it makes it for real. like some women.